This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Dealing with the devastation.
We have nowhere to turn. Where are my kids going to lay their heads?
As the tornado death toll rises.
She was a beautiful little girl, and she would have grown up to be awesome.
Pursuing contempt charges against Trump chief of staff.
We cannot be satisfied with incomplete answers or half-truths.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Jim Crisul in Paducah, Kentucky, with the CBS World News Roundup. The tornado death toll has risen to at least 88 people across five states, with search and rescue efforts continuing. CBS News lead national correspondent David Begdo is in hard-hit Mayfield, Kentucky.
There is devastation everywhere you turn, and cleaning up is going to be the first step in a daunting journey.
With this amount of damage and rubble, it may be a week or even more before we have a final count on the number of lost lives.
At least 74 people have died just in the state of Kentucky, and more than 100 are still unaccounted for.
We still have rescue operations in multiple places.
There is good news. Officials at the Candle Factory say search and rescue teams have accounted for all 110 workers who were inside the now obliterated facility. Eight people died there, including Robert Daniel.
I can't believe it. He was such a great man. He was such a good dad.
And then there is Daryl Johnson. He rushed to the factory early Saturday morning looking for his sister, Niecy.
If I expected anyone, it would be her. She's a fighter.
The 50-year-old mother of four and grandmother to 16 did not survive.
We're learning more about the many victims of these storms, the lives lost and the loved ones they left behind. Those victims include a two-month-old baby in the small Hopkins County, Kentucky town of Dawson Springs. CBS's Lilia Luciano has that story.
We'll never know who she'll look like for sure, what she would have done in life.
Audrey Carmen was there when her two-month-old granddaughter, baby Oakland Coon, died in the hospital.
She was a beautiful little girl.
Oakland is one of at least 17 deaths in Hopkins County, where whole communities like Dawson Springs were flattened. But search and rescue teams keep searching.
The biggest immediate need for thousands is housing, and officials are working to figure out what to do. President Joe Biden will visit tornado-ravaged western Kentucky tomorrow. Steve?
Well, Jim, the Select House Committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol has revealed more of the evidence handed over by former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. But he's now refusing to cooperate further, and CBS's Nicole Killian reports members voted last night to pursue charges of contempt of Congress.
When you look at the criminal component of this, the intent, there's never been an intent on my part.
Former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows appeared on a familiar platform to defend his and former President Trump's actions on January 6th.
They're going to find that not only did the president act, but he acted quickly.
But during his appearance last night on Fox News with host Sean Hannity, there was little mention of new revelations from the 9,000 pages of documents he turned over, including text messages between himself and a number of cable TV hosts during the attack. In one text exchange, Hannity urged Meadows to tell Mr. Trump to, quote, make a statement and ask people to leave the Capitol. Host Laura Ingraham also pleaded with Meadows. Mark, the president needs to tell people in the Capitol to go home. She added, he is destroying his legacy. Even the president's son, Don Jr., wrote to Meadows in a text message. He's got to condemn this ASAP. Meadows responded, I am pushing it hard.
Pfizer says testing on its COVID treatment pill indicates it can cut hospitalization or death in high-risk unvaccinated adults by 89% if given within 3 days of symptoms. Philadelphia is the latest big city to require proof of vaccination at restaurants. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to New York's vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Air travel is up as the pandemic wears on, and the TSA reports airport security seized more than 5,700 guns at checkpoints in the U.S. this year. That's a record number.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
No American troops will face discipline for a drone strike in August that killed innocent civilians and children in Afghanistan's capital. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says generals recommended procedural changes. Defense Secretary Austin has approved them.
There was not an overt line in there that said we don't recommend accountability. There certainly was no line in there that we recommend accountability. Their recommendations were more about procedure and process.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is expected to plead guilty in the federal civil rights case that stemmed from George Floyd's killing. He was convicted of murder in the criminal trial. WCCO-TV's Esme Murphy.
These talks have been underway for about 9 months, but the big thing is that we will hear from Derek Chauvin, and for the first time, we should hear why he did it.
A deal has been struck in the Boy Scouts of America's big bankruptcy case. One of the organization's largest insurers will pay $800 million into a fund for victims of child sex abuse. That would bring the total in the proposed trust to more than $2.5 billion. Well, the White House says President Biden had a good, constructive phone call with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. He's again indicated he's not ready to go along with other Democrats in backing the $2 trillion social spending bill.
Whatever Congress is considering doing, they should do it within the limits of what we can afford. And that means having a tax plan that's fair and equitable. It keeps us competitive, but also makes everyone pay, especially the wealthy, pay their fair share, too.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID vaccine. They're believed to be the first service members to be cast out for disobeying the order to get shots. Reports say there were 37 positive COVID tests in the NFL yesterday, a new daily high. And the league is now mandating booster shots for coaches, front office people, and other staffers. Not for players, though, says Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports.
They can't mandate it. They haven't mandated the vaccine, even though more than 94% of all players have been vaccinated. What they would very likely do is increase the testing cadence.
In the NBA, the Chicago Bulls have had their next two games postponed with 10 players in the league's health and safety protocols.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal, or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Critics are howling about a dash for cash for teachers in South Dakota.
10 teachers hit center ice at a junior hockey league game in Sioux Falls to scoop up as much money as they could for their classrooms. They got down on their hands and knees, frantically grabbing for 5,000 single-dollar bills. Critics say it was demeaning and insulting. Some compared it to Netflix's Squid Game, where contestants play deadly children's games for the chance to win millions. The contest was organized by the Sioux Falls Stampede of the U.S. Hockey League and a local mortgage lender. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The Library of Congress is adding 25 movies to the National Film Registry, including Star Wars Episode VI, Return of the Jedi. A Nightmare on Elm Street, and from 1902, the Ringling Brothers parade film. That's the roundup. For Jim Krasula in Kentucky, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.